This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're going to reel back to 20 years ago today when a story spread across news channels like wildfire, preempting regularly scheduled programming.
Right-hand side, that is Rockingham and Ashford, and that is O.J. Simpson's house.
And there's someone in the doorway there.
Let's watch.
95 million viewers across the country tuned in to see O.J. Simpson's white Bronco lead police on a low-speed chase through southern Los Angeles. That chase and the trial that followed forever changed the American conversation about race, celebrity, justice, and media coverage. Bill Lance brings us the story behind O.J. the Musical. It's a mockumentary about a theater artist trying to produce a musical combining the O.J. Simpson trial with Shakespeare's Othello.
I begin by asking you listen to each word and not judge your son till we're through. The story I'm telling's not easy or simple, for in fact, the opposite's true.
Olentangy John's ballad sets the stage in this Kickstarter video in support of a new independent film. We're promised heartache, deceit, and corruption, but the story to be told is one already familiar to nearly everyone. I sat down with the film's writer-director, Jeff Rosenberg.
I went to Ohio University, and I was majored in playwriting, and we were studying Othello in class one day, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God, Othello and the O.J. Simpson trial are essentially the same story. I need to go to my dorm room and write a musical that's an Othello-O.J. Simpson mashup.
The story came together quickly.
Nicole Brown is Desdemona, Ronald Goldman is Cassio. Oh man, the bloody glove can be a handkerchief. The whole thing makes bizarrely too much sense.
But there was a little problem.
I don't want to be that guy. Like, I don't want people to see this musical that I make where, you know, Mark Furman is Iago and O.J. Simpson is completely innocent and just a byproduct of a racist society. I wanted to make a movie about the guy who was crazy enough to think that an O.J. the Musical idea was a good idea worth pursuing.
Rosenberg eventually moved to Hollywood, assisted on dozens of productions, and completed a full-length feature of his own before he decided to revisit O.J.
You don't realize, you know, when you're a production assistant and you're getting people coffee and you're doing the lowest tasks of the tasks, that you're learning the process as well and you're making relationships. And those relationships ultimately have really paid off for me to get this film made.
Those relationships convinced recognizable names to work on an outlandish project for very little money.
Hey, Paul Scheer, I'm making an O.J. Simpson musical. Can you play a psychiatrist named Dr. Love? Okay. And, you know, that's the pitch. They all worked for the absolute bare minimum that the Screen Actors Guild will allow you to pay. And I'm not even sure that all of them cashed their checks.
Uncashed checks aside, funding the movie was a daunting task.
It sounds like a funny story to say, but I legitimately did have to wait for my tax refund two different times to be able to fund the shooting.
He also raised $18,000 through Kickstarter.
I'm a huge fan of crowdfunding. I think it's a great way to get projects made that otherwise would not be able to.
Innovations have completely changed the film distribution process as well.
10 years ago, the new thing was that you can make a movie for cheap and try to sell it for a ton. Now, you can't really sell it for a ton, but what you can do is you can use these grassroots social media marketing tools to not spend any money to release the film, use a digital distributor aggregator like a company like FilmBuff, and then use a company like Tug to do theatrical screenings, where in the end, the only money you've really spent is making the film. It's become feasible to do, to actually make your money back. 10 years ago, it would cost you a few hundred grand to put the movie in theaters. We'll theoretically play in 16 cities, making a profit on each screening and not have to put any money up front.
Video on demand has leveled the playing field.
You can go onto iTunes and you can have a movie that was made off of tax refund and Kickstarter sitting next to a movie that was made for $100 million, and the consumer has a choice on which one to buy.
That's not to say making and distributing a movie has become effortless.
It's essentially a full-time job. Like, you have to put in the work to do any of that. People don't just come to something they don't know about.
Luckily for Rosenberg, word of mouth for the film has been strong, and it's also been written up by Yahoo Movies and Deadspin, coverage unlikely for such a limited release. Rosenberg credits the universal resonance of the film's subject.
There are seminal events through American history that the entire nation gets captivated by, and in my lifetime, nothing has been bigger than the O.J. trial in that regard. It really did define a generation of media and I think shift and shape how people react to news and how people react to stories and their ability to just completely take over.
Even as a child, the trial loomed large.
When they announced the verdict, I was running up and down the halls of my middle school, hitting the lock, screaming, "The juice is loose." Like, everyone was, like, throwing books in the hallway. Like, it was complete madness. And I know it's not isolated to just me, because at every film festival we go to, I have someone coming up to me and telling me their relationship with the trial, and usually many people.
Rosenberg believes film, theater, and media spectacle all resonate for the same reason.
It's the idea of events. It's the idea of people gathering to watch something. You know, people gather to watch the O.J. verdict, and people in my movie gather to watch the show, and then people gather to watch the movie. It's all ultimately about this idea of community, finding common ground with people that you've maybe never met before and will never see again, but the experience of sitting in a theater together with someone else and sharing the exact same experience in the exact same moment. To me, it truly is a beautiful thing. It's an amazing experience that is something that I hope, no matter what the direction of film becomes, that will never be lost.
O.J. the Musical will be released worldwide Tuesday on iTunes and Amazon. Those seeking a more communal experience can watch a film together at one of 16 nationwide screenings, playing one night only, June 17th, the 20th anniversary of O.J.'s infamous Bronco Ride.
And that story came to us from producer Bill Lanz.